what I learned home. And it's just, I've been blessing people, and it's just amazing. God's been working through my life. And it was just such a blessing to go. Even that little moment where God taught, where God spoke to me, where God taught me a lesson, you know, it was worth it all. And I just thank you for all of you for giving me the opportunity to go. It was amazing time. I've never been to LA before for a missions trip like that, and it's just the consistency of the DC people and the volunteers was just, it's just amazing, and it honestly makes a difference. And how many of you guys know that it doesn't, we don't have to go somewhere to make a difference, right? We can do it right here, right in our community, right down in St. Anthony's, right? We don't have to go places, right? So if you want to make a difference, you don't need to go to LA. If you don't have the money, you don't need to go to LA. Come on down for Adopt a Block. Come on down to Tuesday nights, you know, because you'll make a difference by just being there. It doesn't have to be elaborate. You'll make a difference by just talking to someone, by just kneeling down to a kid and getting eye level and just talking to them. You know what I mean? So if you really want to get out there, put in the effort. God's gonna work through you, and God's gonna bless you. That's all I got.
He's the man. Hollywood. Last but not least, my personal favorite. She knows that. Jessica serves here at the church. She's been coming to church here with her family for 10 and a half years. I can't believe that. I didn't know her for the first 9 years. Amen. Sorry about that. It's not intentional. She's my favorite now. See, don't get mad if you don't get to meet someone. Just reach out. Would you give my friend Jessica a big hand tonight as she comes? Come on up, Jess. And, of course, her husband, Larry. He's another personal favorite.
So going on what Alex said, Adopt a Block is having a special event on September 14th, 10 to 12, over at St. Anthony's, just in time for Back to Church Sunday. Come out and join us. Sarah just said to me, you all are talking about the same thing, like the love of the Dream Center. It didn't matter what you smelled like, what you talked like, what you looked like, what you were dressed like, how your hair was done. They showed love to everyone. From Skid Row to the houses that we served on at for the foster care intervention, every single person demonstrated the love of Christ. And it's very, very overwhelming. I was serving on the discipleship program with the women, and we were cleaning the hallways. And this one woman kept coming up to me, and she go, okay, we got to stop. We got to pray. And we just prayed 4 minutes ago. Like, how many times a day do you have to pray? And she's like, well, do you pray a lot? And I'm like, yeah, I pray a lot. I pray a lot. And I'm like, but you're like every 4 minutes on the clock. She's like, okay. So she puts her hands on me and she starts praying for strength to my day that I can, you know, get through this, because this is a daunting task that we're doing. I'm like, girl, it's a mop. It's a dry mop. Like, this is no big deal. It's really okay. And what I ended up finding out was that she was diagnosed with cancer, and where her cancer is located, they can't operate, they can't do anything for her. In that moment, I realized that she was giving me 5 minutes to pray for me, but actually she was speaking for herself. She was praying for herself. So we switched it around, and I started praying for her. And that was like, there were a lot of other things that led up to it, but God just really opened up my eyes to this whole give somebody five more minutes with your spouse, 5 more minutes with your kids, 5 more minutes with your work, 5 more minutes out on the street serving at Adopt a Block. Give yourself 5 more minutes to spend time with God for him to open up that thought of what more can I do to show more love. Just give me 5 more minutes. And I think that's.
Thank you, Jess. And I'll just finish by saying, what a blessing to go with a team. And just to repeat what Alex said, you don't have to go to L.A. And you won't see anyone laying on the streets of Batavia, typically. But there are, typically. But there are opportunities, and I asked Paulie if he could put a photo up. There are opportunities Tuesday night being one of those opportunities, one of the few. I'll share a couple more. But last Tuesday night, amazing opportunity with a lot of young kids. When I say young, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. You got that picture? I want to show you this one last picture. And this is just a snapshot of a Tuesday night. Check that picture out. Now, there's a white dude in the middle there, if you didn't notice. Real Caucasian, real hillbilly-looking kind of guy right up in the center there. Showing love to your community. You have, let me just inform everyone, you have 2 hours a month to sow back into the community that's sown so much into you. Can I get one amen? And I'm so thankful for the opportunity that God has given us on the South Side, but not only on the South Side, right over at the food pantry, right across the parking lot. Kathy, turn around, look at Kathy in the back there. She sits back there because she's afraid of me spitting on her unintentionally. But to go over into the food pantry and to serve over there and to literally meet people that if they don't get that meal, they don't eat the next week. And to put that into context, that this is Batavia, okay? And there are people that will not eat if Kathy and the ladies aren't over next door there. There are young boys and girls on Tuesday night that Miss Jessica cooked pulled pork sandwiches for last Tuesday night, and I'm going to tell you, that was great food. And so there are opportunities to serve our community and to make a difference. And let me just end by saying this. You heard a lot about the heart of the Dream Center. Let me just say something to you. The heart of the Dream Center is the heart of City Church. My father went to Pastor Tommy Barnett's pastor school for years and years and years. He's going again for a meeting with them for that influence on his life, for that mentorship in his life. And he brought that back to Batavia. I feel to say this. My dad took at the time, a middle-aged gentleman out to Phoenix years and years ago. It has to be 15 years ago. That gentleman's name was Paul Olson. Caravan Ministry was started out of that trip that my father took with him and invited him to go to the Phoenix First Assembly Church, which is now the Dream Center. How many of you knew that? Exactly. So when you go on a trip like this, what is sown into you, you have no idea what it will turn out to. And I just ask the Lord that whatever was sown into, we're just unaware of it, Jess. We have no idea what was sown into us, the extent of what was sown into us this last trip, but we just ask the Lord to work it in us, to water that seed, to germinate that seed within us. And I'm so thankful for the group that went. Know this, next year we're going again. So if you want to go, start now setting a little money aside each month so you can go. I think the trip was $1,400 this year per person, and that covers your flight and everything. It's an excellent opportunity, but Tuesday nights, food pantry, and a whole lot of other stuff. Will you give the Lord a hand tonight? Amen.